Russ Meyer, and we know about the cost of the package over a 2-year period. The thing that came up was this grievance. In other words, a hostile work environment.
That's correct.
You'll be asked specifically, what are you talking about in the special meeting today when you say hostile work environment? Can you give us an example of what hostile work environment led the commission to vote for this settlement package for Russ Meyer?
I will reference the Pat Munson report. And so, and you all have that, so please look at that and you will see that the grievances for the police chief, myself, and Mr. Meyer were all upheld in that particular report. It's a little bit interesting. One of the things that you guys probably will hear about, it's not specifically into the agreement here, is what's happened to Mr. Meyer's Meyer Law Office, their financial situation from before all this stuff started and to after this stuff started. And so what we're saying is that we believe that the former mayor created a hostile work environment, not just for myself, but for the police chief and for Meyer Law Office. And in Meyer Law Office's case, we could see that there was a dramatic reduction in his income over this same period of time. That is the damage that was done to the Meyer Law Office because of the actions of the former mayor. I would invite you to go ahead and read the Munson report and read our grievances again so that you understand the whole premise of that.
There's some that would say that that shouldn't have happened to Mr. Meyer because he filed a grievance along with the other city officials and the mayor eventually resigned. And so there's an irony here that here he filed a grievance and somehow his clients or his business declined during that period. And now the city has given a $150,000 package over a 2-year period to make good for that. I'm sure you're gonna catch heat for that bit
sure.
of irony.
Steve, it's as simple as this. If you damage somebody, you're responsible for that damage. And as a city, we can't just say that since a former mayor is now retired, we no longer have responsibility. No, the city created an environment, allowed the mayor to create an environment that harmed financially a contract person for the city, okay? A contracted support structure for the city, i.e. Meyer Law. Now, just because someone's gone doesn't mean that that damage didn't happen. And that's what we're addressing here. So when you hurt somebody, you have the responsibility to fix that. And so that's what we're doing.
I had asked you too in that interview a few Fridays ago. I'm kind of reading between the lines here, so correct me if I'm wrong.
No problem.
It sounds like the city could be liable in the case of Mr. Thompson or in the case of Mr. Meyer. So the city has done its due diligence to alleviate any possible pending lawsuits against the city?
Okay, I'm going to separate Chief Thompson from Mr. Meyer.
Okay.
Okay, because Mr. Meyer is a different situation here. As you know, Mr. Meyer came to us and said, this is the damage to the grievance process. This is the damage that's happening to my business, to me personally. Consequently, that's a different take on how we handle with the chief. The chief, the commission wanted to go in a different direction, and in that direction, they wanted the chief to retire. Well, if you do that, then you have to take responsibility for that employee and help them financially through the transition. Now, with Mr. Meyer, it's the evidence that was before us on his income from last year, or income before this fracas started, and income afterwards. We were able to see some real changes in his financial stature. We could see the damages that was done financially, not to mention the reputation and everything else that goes along with that. To answer your question, yes, resolving these issues now with Mr. Meyer is going to save the city in the long run. We have to take responsibilities for the city's actions. Whether or not we were responsible for those actions is irrelevant. We represent the city, and we have to make decisions based upon that particular big picture view, okay? You can't just say, well, that was somebody else's problem and then just sweep it underneath the rug. Not in today's legal environment. You know you can't do that. You're gonna pay out through the nose. We believe that there's proof on the table that we did create an environment that harmed Meyer Law Office. That environment created physical stress upon Mr. Meyer and his staff, which, by the way, there's five people that are working there. There's a bigger picture here that we have to take a look at with Mr. Meyer and his law office. You have to have some compassion for the people that have worked with them for the last, who knows how long, years, 5, 10 years. And it's important that we take that into account when you look forward, going forward, looking at what are the alternatives. The alternatives are what? Put it in the court, wait a couple of years, spend a couple $100,000 on legal fees, and at the end of the day, what are you going to have? What are you going to have? You're going to have both sides of this particular argument paying through the nose for something they'll never get enough money to pay for. And the citizens of Valley City will be held with the bag. So listen, this is a resolution to what we believe was a wrong that was committed by the city upon Meyer Law Office. And that resolution will end in the separation of Meyer Law Office from the city, but also protect the citizens from undue legal costs.